For Channel Africa in Kinshasa.
A groundbreaking South African HIV treatment study has shown that two newer antiretrovirals perform as well as the current one, which is used for first-line antiretroviral treatment in South Africa and most of Africa. The advanced study was conducted by Ezintsha, a sub-syndicate of the Wits Reproductive Health and HIV Institute at South Africa's University of Witwatersrand. The study's 48-week-long results were presented at the recent International AIDS Society Scientific Conference in Mexico. Dr. Michelle Moorhouse, Head of Treatment Strategies at the Institute, joins us on the line to discuss this further. Thank you very much for joining us.
Good evening.
Now, Dr. Moorhouse, could you give us a brief background of the ADVANCE study and how it was conceived?
Yes, absolutely. So, usually in low and middle-income countries where South Africa fits in, we are very late to getting newer antiretrovirals once they are developed. And quite often there's a significant delay between when these drugs become available in wealthier countries and in our kind of setting. And so once we started to see really good results of the clinical use of these newer drugs that we studied in ADVANCE, we wanted to accelerate the rate at which those drugs became available. Because often when the drugs become available, there's very limited data on how to use them in local types of populations. So, for example, when dolutegravir, which is one of the drugs we studied, when it became available, it had been studied in Europe and the US, and the HIV epidemic looks very different there. It's kind of a white, middle-aged male population, which is obviously very different to what our epidemic looks like here. So the idea behind the ADVANCE study was to actually look at those drugs, see how they work in local populations, and try and accelerate the rate at which we would actually get these drugs becoming available here for us with our own local information about how it works here.
Okay, and how did all three regimens investigated perform, and were there any side effects and resistance reported?
So all three regimens performed incredibly well. So we looked at two different drugs. We looked at dolutegravir, so and that compares to the one that we're using at the moment, which is efavirenz. And then we also looked at another drug that was different. We currently use a drug called tenofovir, and we looked at a different format of that and compared that to the current one. And when we looked at those three different regimens, they all really performed well, and we were pleasantly surprised. We weren't sure how the current standard of care would actually match up. But in fact, actually, that drug that we're still using at the moment before we move on to dolutegravir is actually doing very well. And that's quite reassuring for us, because there'll still be some patients who need to take efavirenz, and it's good to know that actually they do very well in terms of virologic suppression. In terms of side effects, we had hardly anybody stop the study because of side effects, so all three of the treatments were really well tolerated as well. And even the side effects that we commonly associate with efavirenz, we saw very little of in the study. One of the side effects that we did see that caught us a little bit by surprise was in the newer arms, in the dolutegravir part of the study, we did see some weight gain, particularly amongst the women in the study. Our study population was 99% black and 60% female, and so we saw more weight gain in the women on the study, and even more so if they were actually also getting the other new drug, which is called TAS.
All right. And why do you think the ADVANCE study and its results are important to a region like sub-Saharan Africa?
Well, you know, South Africa has, we consume a massive amount of antiretrovirals. We buy as much in the way of antiretrovirals as what the whole of the Global Fund and PEPFAR, which helps supply drugs or ARVs to many of the countries in sub-Saharan Africa, and we buy as much as that. So when we move towards using a drug, we have massive buying power, and of course countries around us benefit from that as well. Because we have that big buying power and we use so many of the ARVs, we get them much cheaper than anywhere else in the world, and so countries around us benefit from that. And apart from that, ADVANCE was important because it actually told us how these drugs look when we use them in the people that are most affected by HIV, as opposed to the studies that are done in the European and US setting.
And were you able to test the safety of the drugs in people with other common illnesses, those with TB or pregnant women perhaps?
So what we did with ADVANCE, if a woman was pregnant when we started the study, you know, coming into the study, or if they had TB coming into the study, we didn't enroll them. But if they got TB during the study, or if a woman became pregnant during the study, we kept her in. We had very little TB in the study. One of the things we did is there is a medication you can use to prevent TB called isoniazid or INH. We gave everybody that, so we saw very, very little TB in the study. And then the numbers of pregnant women were relatively low. We still got a few pregnancies ongoing, but you know we kept those populations in the study, and everybody did well in the study.
And do you think that the new drugs investigated in advance could have, you know, benefits relating to cost to the public sector? We already know that antiretroviral treatment is very expensive to distribute or acquire and distribute when it comes to, you know, people with HIV and the government. So what is that looking like for the with the new drugs?
So absolutely. And, you know, one of the things we do in advance, we not only thought about how well would it work in these populations and how safe would it be, but cost is always going to be a consideration when you have a massive epidemic like we do in South Africa. So that was a very important consideration for us. And both the introduction of dolutegravir and later on, if we introduce TAF, actually will give significant cost savings for South Africa. And so, you know, when we save more money, that means we can make the drugs go around further and put more people onto treatment, which is, of course, of key importance when we have targets to chase, like the 90-90-90 targets. Do you know the 90-90-90 target?
Yes, yes. We speak quite extensively about it here on the show. And let's speak about that. How far are we with regards to that target?
So we're doing pretty well. You know, I mean, 2020 is drawing close, so it's very, very topical at the moment. I think where our biggest gap is still is in that we've got a gap in the first 90, and we really are focusing very hard on trying to find those who are missing, but we've got a number that are missing, and of course, that has a knock-on effect on the other three 90s. But in terms of once we get people onto treatment, you know, they are suppressing very well, so we're getting closer, but there is still a gap.
All right, and in the do you think that the new drugs investigated in advance could, well, let's speak about how different they are to the current ones that are on the market. Are there any differences between them at all? Are they maybe, because we do see that it says that they are just as good, but are there any differences between them?
So in terms of how well they work, so how effective they are, no, the study was powered to look at what we call non-inferiority. What that means is we are saying, are they no worse than what we're currently using? And so we met those endpoints. So what that's really saying is that, you know what, all in all, the drugs work very well and they work effectively in the population we're treating. In terms of differences, there are slight differences in the side effect profile. But what is really a key difference, particularly when it comes to dolutegravir has what we call a high barrier to resistance. What that means is with the current drug, efavirenz, if a person fails on it, if the treatment stops working for them, there's a high possibility they have resistance. This is not often the case with dolutegravir. In fact, very few people who've ever had treatment failure with dolutegravir actually ever have resistance. And that's important for us going forward. As we get more and more people onto treatment, we want to know that the treatment is robust and is going to, you know, give them a good duration of treatment on that first line, particularly as it's such a well-tolerated regimen.
And what are we to make of the advanced trial results and where to from here?
So I think what we can see from advance is that all three treatments work very well, so we can be reassured that introducing dolutegravir, we're going to see this is going to be good for the public sector. Equally, efavirenz did very well in the study, even better than we expected it to. So for those people who actually may opt to stay on the current treatment, you know, the results there were good too, so they can be reassured by that. And then just the one thing to watch out for is we've seen this issue around weight gain. We don't fully understand it. We don't have a mechanism for it. But what we have done in advance is we've really watched the patients very carefully. We've been monitoring them for any complications of the weight gain. And that's what we need to do as we start moving towards dolutegravir-based regimen. So that's the one thing to look out for.
All right. And lastly, Doctor, with regards to access to this medication, having these other options, will it make it more accessible to people? Because we do know that our clinics, you know, we're seeing long lines and people having to spend multiple hours there to get their treatments. How does the new treatments help with that?
So the new treatment is actually going to become available, the dolutegravir is going to become available in the public sectors as from around September, October. And I think that that should help. I'm hoping that with the news that there's new treatments becoming available, this might help help us to find the people that have not yet been diagnosed. So I see that there's definitely going to be a benefit. The other thing is because of the fact that it's hard to get resistance to it, I think that's going to help keep people on it for longer. And the fact that it is, you know, has very few side effects as well, I think it makes it something that is easier for people to take. The other benefit of it is the dose of dolutegravir is lower than what the efavirenz is, so it also makes for a smaller pill, which definitely has advantages. You know, the current treatment is a relatively large pill, and some people do find it hard, and this pill will be smaller and so a little easier for those people who struggle.
All right, Dr. Michelle Moorhouse, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And that was Dr. Michelle Moorhouse, head of treatment strategies at the Wits Reproductive Health and HIV Institute at South Africa's University of Witwatersrand.
Tune in to Vision 2030.